The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Right now, we've got a footy update for your locally owned and locally run. Mighty helpful. Mighty tangles. And it's a happy morning, but also a sad morning.
That's right. I feel like, you know, we've gone on a great journey together, Scott.
We have. It's
been beautiful. Like, yeah. we've bonded over stuff. You've had made fun of me for liking Melbourne and my four-wheel drive and going to the snow, etc.
I mean, it's been very educational as well. We've learned a lot about footy. Yeah. I'm sure we've taught you a lot too.
Maybe you have. not a lot of it springs to mind right now, but I know you have.
There's definitely lots of things.
We've both learned volumes from each other.
You could fill a warehouse with the knowledge we have imparted on you. Scott, it all comes down to this.
Yeah.
It's so good to have a Victorian team in the grand final because it was looking a bit touch and go for a while there.
Yeah, thank goodness. And they got off to a fly, didn't they, the Tigers last weekend, and really took advantage of that. That crowd was just amazing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
Craziness.
Even when they're just running out, the song before the game and the yellow and black, you know, before a ball was even bounced, was as loud as I've ever heard. But got off to a flyer. GWS sort of challenged, but that's third quarter. I think they kicked six in the third quarter and put it beyond reach and have been fantastic. Their pressure is amazing. Can they sustain that? That's the big question.
Well, the Crows have had an incredibly strong year, basically from word go. So do you think, like, is there a chance that they could trip over and lose that momentum at this crucial point in time? Or do you reckon?
Absolutely. And, geez, don't we hope so?
Yeah.
the former SA boy in me sort of going, oh, I wouldn't mind watching my old Crows get
you're
up.
Scott, you're talking to a guy that also has not only a Crows beanie, but also a Western Bulldogs scarf.
And I sometimes wear them together.
He wears them both together. Yeah.
Rules for sports fans, you can only have one team. You can't have a second team. I'm sorry. That's unacceptable. Pick one.
Yeah. Well, this weekend I'll go Crows.
We'll talk about that in the off season. You've got some things to work on in the off season.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm looking forward to a terrific contest. They have been, they finished on top for a reason, the Crows. They've been a very, very good side. And you know what? They've got their own stories too. With the murder of their coach.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
How horrific that'd be to deal with. And Tex Walker has been a phenomenal captain to lead his boys through that. Don Pike's been a phenomenal coach to lead his club through that. And, so they've got their stories to tell too. You know, haven't won a flag for 20 years. It's the two clubs with the longest premiership drought. But it's all about the Tigers. I'm all for the Tigers. And I just hope they can bring that pressure. I mean, Adelaide's forward line is phenomenal. They've got really, really big names up there, very, very classy players. But it's Rance goes to Walker, which will be a great matchup. But then you think, oh, there's Asprey, there's Bloston, there's Grimes. There's these sort of names that aren't huge names in football, but they just keep getting it done.
Yeah.
And they've been one of the most close-knit teams, and they wouldn't be in the grand final if it wasn't for those lesser lights.
So, yeah.
Well done to them. Hopefully they can maintain that pressure. And if the pressure's in the midfield, Koch is bringing and Dusty Martin brings, and hopefully the supply into Adelaide won't be that, into their forwards won't be that flash. So they'll be pretty keen for a little bit of rain, though, I imagine, the Tigers. But we'll wait and see. And I'm going to have to upset myself, probably a lot of people. But I think if it all goes according to plan and on ability straight away, you say Adelaide.
But you're tipping Adelaide, are you?
The Tigers aren't without hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can last another four quarters of amazing pressure and get it done.
So your heart's with...
Bucks, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Your heart's obviously with the Tigers, but you're going with the Crows.
Yes, it absolutely is. We'll be talking with the Rancers pre and post game, and hopefully it's a celebration and catch up with them. They've been very close friends of mine for a long, long time. We've known Alex since he was five, so I couldn't... I couldn't ask for any more for the fellow. I hope he wins the flag and thoroughly deserved it.
It'd just be nice for Richmond. I mean, we've already seen this week the whole suburb of Richmond just go nuts, like with
the
dust.
The vision of the town hall last night.
Yes, that looked amazing. And like the Dusty Martin mural that's popped up and just the whole works. You're like, they are really embracing this.
It's been absolutely brilliant. And I tell you what, they are mad, Richmond supporters. They're mad. win or lose, I'm pretty confident something will burn to the ground on Saturday night. No doubt about that.
We don't condone it. Or...
Street, well, it wouldn't be parking a car to Swan Street or Bridge Road or anywhere near Punt Road.
Yep.
Something will burn to the ground regardless. So celebrate. Oh, I'll be angry. Yeah.
It'll
be loose.
It'll be our boss's office. That'll be burning to the ground if they lose.
Oh, man. You know what would probably not be a good spirited prank is to decorate his office in crow stuff if Richmond do lose, Jules.
And then go and pack your desk.
Probably.
Possibly.
Some pranks aren't worth doing.
Nah. Scott, it has been an absolute pleasure. We've enjoyed your weekly chats. All the best for the grand final.
Me too, guys. I love doing this and look forward to hopefully doing it again and give my best to Fitzy and hopefully just get him a beer. I know it's early, but get him one just to soothe him down.
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the year. Have a great show.
Thanks. We'll catch up with you next week about The Bachelor. Cool.
Thanks, Scott.
Excellent.
Bye.
For your nearest Money Helpful Minor 10, visit minor10.com.au.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.